Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. As the theme music ends, another hour of radio begins here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio. Adam Lepp, thanking you for listening on this crisp, early spring morning here in the beautiful, historic city of Marion, as Mr. Golden Voice so outstandingly enunciates. Current time about 14 minutes after 9 in the a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Make another pot of coffee because your ears and brain cells will thank you for the next 45 minutes of radio. We are playing Family Feud, a holdover from the last hour. We have 9 answers on the board. Name a country where they speak Spanish. Number 1, Spain, 38. Mexico, 24. United States of America, number 10, Cuba, 10, and don't cry for me, Argentina. I tell you, I have a talking voice, not a singing voice, but anyway, always like that tune. Number 4, four people, number 5. We still have number 6, 7, 8, and 9 to go, so give me a call, 740-383-9944. I would love to hear from you. I think we got a little special theme song coming up here for your amusement. Let's see here. Sometimes it happens where the computers don't always play things as quickly as we like them to. So while I await the theme song playing, we'll just talk a little bit more and invite you to listen online on our website at WWGH1071.com. We are unfortunately having some transmitter issues at the present time, but we are going to fix them and be bigger and better and fabulouser than ever. Because that's how we do things here at The Talking Place. Our website, which is curated, programmed, and hosted by yours truly, is at WWGH1071.com. And we also invite you to listen through the TuneIn app, a free download on your Apple smartphone or Android smartphone. Tune in, and of course, when you use TuneIn, be sure to search for WWGH Radio. Good morning, caller. You're on the air.
Hey, has anybody said chili?
Said chili?
Yeah, chili.
I ate chili yesterday, but chili is also the answer number 7. Chili,
well,
number 7.
Chili gumdrop.
You want to guess one more time?
I probably won't get lucky again, but Guatemala.
Guatemala is number 9, that was the lowest.
Ooh, I'm gonna roll.
Two respondents. We have two more, and they both start with C. Cuba was already guessed, so we have two more countries that start with C. So far, we have Spain, Mexico, the United States of America, Cuba, Argentina, Chile, and Guatemala. So let's go ahead and get the next two answers, and thank you for listening. Are we coming in okay over the internet? Is that how you're listening today?
I am listening to you on my cell phone.
Great. Well, we appreciate that. We are a versatile station. Listen through the cell phone, the smartphone, the not-so-smartphone, and, of course, the tablet and the computer. Thanks for calling, and have a great day.
You too.
Adam substituting for the interviewer to the stars, Mr. Scott Spears, here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio.
It's the do-wop, do-wop, it all I do. The mountain goat aroma always coming through. Always coming through. Oh, the best part of waking up. Sponges in your cup. Now I'm right in harmony. When I do up, diddy. Whoa, one more cup and it's a whoop shabop for me. Oh, the best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
And Adam or Scott on the radio here at the Talking Place, WWGH Radio. Thank you for tuning in today. Current time, almost 19 minutes after 9 in the a.m. on this nice, crisp, and mostly beautiful March morning in Marion. Three M's. And speaking of Scott Spear is the usual host this time, is in, from my understanding and from the rumor mill, the great state of Pennsylvania, to our east, checking out how chocolate is produced. And just the thought of that adds 2 inches to my waistline, so let's go ahead and speak about other stuff. We are playing the Family Feud here on The Talking Place today, because Scott does it, and so I figured, why not? It's a lot of fun. I like to call when we play Family Feud, as you probably know. We've had 7 out of 9 answers so far to our question, name a country that speaks Spanish. Spain, Mexico, USA, Cuba, Argentina, Chile, and Guatemala have been answered. We have 2 more to go. They both start with C. So I invite you to call and see if we can get the answer. If you'd like to talk about politics, again, are you a Biden person, a Trump person? Do you prefer an old-school president like I do? Really wish Abraham Lincoln or Teddy Roosevelt were still in office, but unfortunately they're not. Even George Washington, I think he would be a great president here in 2021. So let me know who your favorite president, who your least favorite president is. What do you think of Biden versus Trump? Love to hear from you. We can talk more controversial things. Are you a mask person? Are you a non-mask person? What's your opinion about that one? We have baseball season coming up. Are you a Reds fan like I am? Pirates, maybe? Tigers, Cubs, White Sox, Reds? Love to hear what you have to say with respect to the great American pastime. We invite your calls on pretty much any topic here at the Talking Place, WWGH Radio. Adam Lepp here, substituting for our very esteemed interviewer to the stars, Mr. Scott Spears. Again, as we have been implying and hinting about and teasing the last couple weeks, we have a big station announcement coming up later this week, and I assure you this is one of the biggest station announcements ever provided here at the radio station. So be sure you are listening, because this will be something that your ears and brain cells will certainly be thankful for. Again, give me a buzz here, 740-383-9944. Also here in the studio, hanging out with me on this Monday, is our mostly famous, always interesting, and sometimes humorous artist, Mr. William Obenauer, who is painting that wonderful mural, the 30-foot-wide mural, saluting our great Korean veterans and all veterans at the county building. He'd love to talk to you about his artwork, maybe answer questions. Maybe you're an aspiring artist, young person looking to get into art as a hobby or a career. He'd love to talk to you about that, as he enjoys sharing his knowledge and experiences. And again, any comments you have about the artwork, maybe you've seen it at the county building, we'd love to hear from you, because it is quite amazing, to say the least. The Choosing God's Best Singles Conference will take place Saturday, April 17th, between 9 and 4, at 1300 Mount Vernon Avenue. $15, lunch is provided. Register at mytgp.org/singles. Guest speakers, panel of men, panel of women, and breakout sessions Saturday the 17th of April, 9 to 4. Register at mytgp.org/singles. Adam Lepp here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, inviting your calls as we play The Family Feud, because we like to do that here on the morning program, where I am substituting for our very own interviewer to the stars, Mr. Scott Spears. Okay, we have answered 7 of the 9 answers to our question, which is name a country where they speak the great language of Spanish. Spain, Mexico, United States, Cuba, Argentina, Chile, and Guatemala have been answered. We invite you to answer with another country. And as I said, they both start with the letter C. Phone number is 740-383-9944. Coming up later today, we have Linda Sims between about 4:13 p.m. and 5, and then Mike Wilson, who is a walking encyclopedia of the Mid-Ohio area, between about 5:13 p.m. and 6. today and every Monday on The Talking Place, WWGH. And for those of you who might be aficionados of my voice and my sense of humor and my perspective, I broadcast a show we call Mid-Morning Coffee Break today and every Monday between approximately 10:13 a.m. and 11 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. A Massachusetts woman noticed something strange about the for sale sign outside a home in her neighborhood. On top of the sign with the name of the broker and their contact information was a sign with the words "Not Haunted" in big red letters. The Boston Globe reported last week, this just went up around the corner and I have so many questions. The house is west of Boston, but Bloomstein, who is the realtor, Margot Bloomstein, didn't want to say exactly where to respect the homeowner's privacy, but she reached out to the real estate agency to learn more about the sign. They knew nothing about it either. The consensus is that the sign is a prank, maybe played by a ghost with a sense of humor. So, you know, if you look for a house to buy or to rent and it says not haunted, is that a good sign or a bad sign? Because sometimes people may misrepresent the condition or current status of a car or a house. You know, a used car might say it runs well when it really is a pile of junk. And a house may say it's not haunted when it really is. Or it might say that it's haunted just to get your attention, but really isn't. That's part of the fun of being an American. A surprise every day. Adam here on The Talking Play, substituting for our usual Monday morning host, Scott Spears. We are broadcasting over the internet today at our website, WWGH1071.com, as well as through the TuneIn app. Download TuneIn on your Apple or Android smartphone or tablet. You can also download it on your computer or go to their website, TuneIn.com, even better. Search for WWGH Radio, and you can listen the newfangled way. We are currently available over the air in the downtown Marion area. Unfortunately, in the latest windstorm, our transmitter, stopped transmitting, at least to anywhere that's more than about half a mile from its location in the downtown Marion area. We're going to get that fixed and be stronger and better than ever, and we do apologize for that. If you're like me, you occasionally play the lottery. The Ohio Lottery benefits the school educational system, so even if you lose, you win because education is important. But if you win, it's obviously even better. But check out what happened a couple states to our south in the volunteer state of Tennessee. Again, we are playing the Family Feud. We've had 7 of 9 answers. Name a country where they speak Spanish. The 2 answers remaining both start with the letter C. So please call and answer. We'd love to hear from you. Or you can talk about politics, sports. Pick a topic. I am all ears. 740-383-WWGH. That's 740-383-9944. Also, in between some coffee gathering, we have our resident artist, Mr. William Obenauer, able to answer questions about his art, art in general. If you'd like to provide your assessment of the artwork that he's doing at the county building, we'd love to hear it. As again, it's quite amazing. Let alone what you might see through social media, but see it in person, it is quite mind-boggling, to say the least. A Tennessee man was able to turn his luck around. Let's go ahead and answer the phone call, get back to that story. Good morning, you are on The Talking Place with Adam on WWGH Radio.
Costa Rica?
Costa Rica is number 6. We have Spain, Mexico, the United States of America, Cuba, Argentina, Costa Rica, Chile, and Guatemala. Would you like to guess the other one that starts with the letter C?
But I have another question.
Certainly.
A long time ago, there was a question of what was Marion's favorite donut that got sold out the first day Dunkin' opened.
Correct.
What was that answer?
Honestly, I'm not sure. I know I listened to that show myself. William, what's your favorite kind of a donut? Do you like the Kroger or Walmart donuts, or do you have a specific store that you like to visit?
Unfortunately, anymore.
Speedway has one with maple icing. It's really good.
Unfortunately, with myself having to be gluten-free, I can't eat any wheat product of any sort. It breaks me up. I have chicken pox from my neck down to my, I won't say lower. And the last time I had two White Castles, that lasted almost 2 months. So, until that cleared up.
Do they make, like, a gluten-free donut? That's a good question.
I don't know.
I had a cauliflower crust pizza yesterday, and that's kind of a thing, because a gluten allergy is something we don't really realize a lot.
Well, they've manipulated the
spinach pizza.
There you go. But it's just more the wheat product that they've genetically manipulated. The body doesn't really know what to do with that newly manipulated or the manipulated grain. And that's causing other problems besides, from the genetically manipulated grain. So.
But no problem. I'll try to find the answer for you. But
find the answer to that and to the one Friday.
Okay.
Because that's when I lost the reception on my home radio and had to go.
Might have been.
I didn't think about.
We had that huge windstorm coming through. That might have been part of the reason there.
Yeah, windstorms are not really a friend to a transmitter, are they?
Okay, I'll let you go.
No problem. Thanks for calling. I really appreciate it.
Bye bye.
Adam here with my occasional co-host. Guest in the studio, William Obenauer, a rather well-known artist here in the great city of Marion, talking about artwork and politics and whatever else we can muster a conversation about. Here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, about 9:30 on a Monday morning. You're on the air, caller. Thanks for calling the Scott Spears program with guest host Adam.
Columbia and Boston Cream Donut.
Columbia is correct. You have answered the number 9 response. Outstanding.
Okay.
Boston cream. Now, can you eat Boston cream even if you're in Marion? Would it be called a Marion cream? What do you think? What do you think, William? Should they call that a Marion cream donut?
I do not want to comment on that possibility.
We have a New Boston, Ohio, which is near Portsmouth. So maybe they eat that in New Boston in the
sounds
Portsmouth
delicious,
area
though.
Of Southern Ohio. It does sound tasty, but not too good for my waistline. But, you know, you gotta splurge a little bit. But
on
thank
occasion,
you for calling.
You
answered the number 9 answer, and we certainly appreciate that. Adam here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio. Once again, the number 9, the 9 answers for name a country where they speak Spanish: Spain, Mexico, United States, Cuba, Argentina, Costa Rica, Chile, Colombia, and Guatemala. Let's play another Family Feud question here at The Talking Place, WWGH Radio. Let me go ahead and see which one might be interesting. We have a lot of good questions. Let me find one that'll not only be difficult, but be a little bit amusing. Because what is life without humor? Okay, here's a good one. Tell me whose name a young man might have tattooed on himself. We have 7 answers on the board. Name a young... tell me whose name a young man might have tattooed on himself. We'll go ahead and have William answer to start off, to get the brain cells rolling. What do you think your answer is?
Mother.
Mother or mom, yes. Number 1 with 33 people. One-third of people.
And I didn't even look at your cheat sheet there.
Nope, that's because I purposely said no Googling. You need to answer this from your own brain power. Name a name, I guess no other way to say it, a name that a young man might have tattooed on himself. Number 1 with 33 respondents is mom. Good answer. I miss my mom every day. Mothers, they're unique, and they're wonderful. And again, I lost mine. She was only 53. And I miss her every day. Wonderful, wonderful person who I think has influenced me. And she was really into me being on the radio. She just loved me working at the college station. So I know she's up there in heaven listening and giggling and saying, "That's my son Adam for you." Always a joker, but always serious when need be. And always professional. Well, professional part of the time. Anyway, Adam here at about 28 minutes before 10 at The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, playing the Family Feud. We had our 9 answers to the countries that speak Spanish. We're now going to have the 7 answers For the question, tell me whose name a young man might have tattooed on himself. We have Mom as number one with 33 people. Feel free to call me to get the other six people that might be tattooed on a young man. 740-383-9944. Anyway, as I was saying, let's go two states to the south to Tennessee. A man in Tennessee was able to turn his luck around after finding his missing $1 million lottery ticket in a parking lot, remaining where it had dropped even on a blustery afternoon. Nick Slatton is from Sparta, Tennessee. He learned on March 11th that he won a drawing with all matching numbers on a ticket worth over 1.1 million smackaroos. That's dollars. According to the Tennessee Education Lottery in a statement, he said, "I was stunned. I couldn't believe it." He bought the winning ticket at a local grocery store after a day of laying tile. He rushed to his fiancée's workplace to share the news, then continued running errands, including taking his brother to buy a car part, followed by a stop for lunch. Within an hour, he went from ecstatic to panicked when he realized he didn't have the ticket anymore. To make matters worse, if a player loses an unsigned ticket, anybody can claim it. So he immediately began retracing his steps, eventually leading him back to the auto parts store where he saw the ticket lying in the parking lot. He said, "It's a $1 million ticket, and somebody stepped right over it." He was able to retrieve the ticket, which somehow didn't get blown away, and claim his prize. Talk about a stroke of luck. With the winnings, he told the lottery he and his fiancée plan to continue working, upgrade their cars, and buy a house of their own, as well as make investments. He said the couple hopes to live life without, quote, a whole lot of worries. Now, I would think, William, if you or I were to win $1.1 million, that would certainly pay a few bills.
It would help make some dreams come true,
I would say. So we do congratulate Nick Slatton in Sparta, Tennessee, for not only winning the $1.1 million prize in the lottery, but also being able to retrieve his ticket after it was possibly lost forever. Sometimes I think luck just goes your way, and that's fine, because I think if you win $1.1 million, you deserve a little bit of good luck, because goodness sakes, winning the prize to begin with is some pretty good luck. Noise, we know that it's time for the Family Feud. We had all nine answers to our first question, which we started about an hour ago. Nine countries where they speak Spanish. All nine answers were given. Thank you, all my smart listeners, for participating. And the question today, at least in the second hour, is tell me whose name a young man might have tattooed on himself. We have seven answers. Number one is Mom or Mother. 33 people. Give me a call. Tell me what you think might be numbers 2 through 7. And the phone number here at the station is 740-383-9944. I'd love to hear from you. I'd like to let you know that, just like Hillary and Melania, we have a private email server. And that private email server is programmed, maintained, and otherwise curated by yours truly. And you can email me anytime you like, even just to say, "Hi, Adam, how you doing? I like your show, I don't like your show," or "Who is your favorite baseball player?" That's fine. Adam@WWGH1071.com. I'd love to hear from you. Current time is 9:37 in the a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. You're at the Talking Place, WWGH Radio. Again, give me a call and answer the Family Feud question of the hour. Tell me whose name a young man might have tattooed on himself. 740-383-9944. The first answer was Mom, and that's been provided with 33 respondents. The Wright brothers from the great city of Dayton, Ohio, just to our southwest. A piece of the Wright brothers' first airplane is now on Mars. I didn't think that they really flew more than a few feet from Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, but I guess it found a way to fly all the way to the planet of Mars. Of course, I know some people who I think are from Mars, so maybe they joined the airplane on that flight. NASA's experimental Martian helicopter holds a small swatch of fabric from the 1903 Wright Flyer, according to NASA. They revealed that earlier this month. The helicopter, which is named Ingenuity, hitched a ride to the Red Planet with the Perseverance rover, arriving in February. That's so hard to say, February, but I think I got it okay. Ingenuity will attempt the first powered, controlled flight on another planet no sooner than April 8th. Bobby Brown is a director for planetary science at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory. He said it'll mark a Wright Brothers moment. The Carillon Historic Park in Dayton, Ohio, the Wrights' hometown, donated the postage-sized stamp of muslin from the plane's bottom left wing at NASA's request. The swatch made the 300 million miles to Mars with the blessing of the Wright brothers' great-grandniece and great-grandnephew, according to Steve Lucht, the park curator. Amanda Wright Lane, the great-grandniece of the Wright brothers, and Stephen Wright, the great-grandnephew, said in a statement, "Wilbur and Orville Wright would be pleased to know that a little piece of their 1903 Wright Flyer 1, the machine that launched the space age by barely one quarter of a mile, is going to soar into history again on Mars." That sounds kind of fun. And I think it's a good way to celebrate two great Ohioans. We have so many things to be proud of. People from Ohio that have done so much. President Harding, several other presidents from Ohio. And of course, Wilbur and Orville Wright from the great city of Dayton and their legacy as being the first people to fly on an airplane. Cool stuff. Adam here on the Talking Place, WWGH Radio. Feel free to call me about politics, local events, controversial events. That's fine, too. We don't care. We appreciate any and all conversation and feedback. We're also playing the Family Feud. And the question of the hour, tell me whose name a young man might have tattooed on himself. Number one is Mom, with 33 respondents. We have six more, and they're all pretty obvious. And we'd love to hear from you. Chime in. Tell us what you think the right answer would be. 740-383-9944. As you probably know, we do currently have a transmitter that is a bit on the fritz. Our radiating power is about 10% what it should be. We are working on fixing that as we find someone who is not afraid of heights. I'm afraid of heights, so don't look at me. I'm not going to do it. To climb the tower where the transmitter is located and perform the repair. Once that's done, our signal will be stronger than ever. But of course, you can always listen through our website at WWGH1071.com or on the TuneIn app on your Apple or Android device. Search for WWGH Radio, and you can listen anywhere in the great world that we call home. Natural underground caverns on the moon could be used to store frozen samples of Earth's species in order to protect biodiversity in the event of global catastrophe, according to a scientist from the University of Arizona and his students. Jikan Thanga, a professor of aerospace and mechanical engineering, and five of his students presented a paper earlier this month on the concept during the International IEEE Aerospace Conference, which was held virtually this year, according to the Arizona Daily Star. Fonga said the underground biological repository would serve as a backup copy of frozen seeds, spores, sperm, and egg samples from most Earth species. The specimens would be kept safe inside the caves carved by molten lava. Hundreds of feet of them. The caves, some of which are large enough to hold a 30-story building, can be reached by rocket from Earth in 4 to 5 days and provide an environment essentially undisturbed for the past 3 to 4 billion years, according to scientists. Alvaro Diaz Flores Caminero is a doctoral candidate at the university, along with undergraduate student Claire Peterson. They were the lead authors of the paper. They said the idea came from the biblical story of Noah's Ark, but instead of two of every animal, the lunar ark would store 50 samples from each of the chosen species in a high-tech archive manned by robots and powered by solar panels. The group has been researching ideas and global catastrophe for at least 7 years. Professor Fonga said there's nothing like that on planet Earth. There's nothing as secure. He added that it serves as, quote, an insurance policy in the event of global catastrophe. Interesting stories of some scientists doing things in outer space. We have that story. We have the piece of the Wright brothers' airplane on Mars, the red planet. Good stuff. So your brain cells will always thank you for listening to The Talking Place, WWGH Radio. Brain cells and another body part, vocal cords. We encourage you to use your vocal cords and give me a call. Let's try to answer this Family Feud question. We have the first answer of 7. Tell me whose name a young man might have tattooed on himself. Number 1 was mom with 33 people. Give me a call and try to answer the other 6 responses. Phone number here at the station is 740-383-9944. Adam here is substituting for the usual host on Monday morning. I call him interviewer to the stars, Mr. Scott Spears. Again, Scott, we believe, is somewhere in Pennsylvania learning about how they make delicious concoctions such as chocolate bars. He will be back very soon, probably tomorrow, to discuss that experience. And again, take your phone calls. And speaking of phone calls, we appreciate it when people participate in this program. Good morning, you are on. Now without Scott Spears. 1 second, please. There we go. How are you today?
Oh, great. Wife or girlfriend?
Wife or girlfriend is number 2 with 25 people. Mom, number 1. Wife or girlfriend, number 2. Would you like to answer one more time?
No, because those are really the only answers that make sense. I mean, who's what? If it ain't your girlfriend, your wife, or your mom, I mean.
We have 2 are family members. One is kind of hard to explain. One would be a non-human family member. Could you think of a non-human family member who might be?
A dog?
Yes, your pet is number 7 with 2 responses.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You're a lot better at giving hints than Scott is.
Yeah, we have 3 more that are family related and one that is kind of hard to explain.
Your aunt?
No, not aunt.
Oh, shucks.
Let's go ahead and I'll be a little bit cerebral here. You said dog, right?
Yeah.
If you spell dog backwards, what do you get?
Oh, God.
God is number 4. With
oh, how could we forget God? Okay, have a good show.
Thank you very much for calling. Have a great day. Adam here on The Talking Place. Giving some interesting, out of lack of a better term, hints for our Family Feud question. Tell me whose name a young man might have tattooed on himself. Number 1 is mom. Number 2, wife or girlfriend. God is number 4. Pet is number 7. And we have 2 answers remaining. 3 answers remaining, and they are all family members. So 3 other family members. One should be pretty obvious. It's number 3. The other ones, well, let me say I'm a man, and that's kind of a clue. I'm not one of these, as I'm single. That's a clue. I'm single, never married. So that's a clue. But I'm a man, and I have something in common with the other answers. That pretty much should give it away, I think. William, do you think that kind of gives it away, saying, I'm a man, I don't have any children, but the other answers are kind of in that same vein? Does that pretty much tell people what it is?
That is pretty cerebral.
We like to kind of beat around the bush here, because that's part of the fun. Unlike the Richard Dawson-hosted version of The Family Feud, I don't get to kiss all the beautiful women that are on the show. Kind of envious of that, because Richard Dawson had a good job. He had all these beautiful female contestants. He would always kiss them, wish them luck, but he wished everybody luck. He was a great host, and talk about someone we miss. What a loss, Richard Dawson. One of many great game show hosts. In fact, he actually hosted The Family Feud, then he came back several years later to host it again. And as I say, Steve Harvey is not a bad host, but I tell you, he is not as good as Richard Dawson. And I make no secret about that. I believe John O'Hurley, who is known as Mr. Peterman from Seinfeld, also hosted the show, and he hosted To Tell the Truth. So another good game show host, but you know, Richard Dawson, one of the good old school hosts, always smiling, always wishing everybody luck, started out by being a very popular panelist on a favorite show. Speaking of my mom and I used to watch this every afternoon after I got off of school. The match game program, Richard Dawson would sit in position number 5 and always provide good answers, and many times during the championship round, contestants would choose him because he often had the best chance of matching one of their answers. So anyway, Richard Dawson, we salute his legacy. I'm not quite as good as he is, but I certainly try. Adam Lepp here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio. Tell me whose name a young man might have tattooed on himself. We have 7 answers. Mom, wife, or girlfriend, 1 and 2. God, number 4 with 10. Pet, cat, dog, parakeet, etc. Number 7 with 2. The other 3 are all family members, and my big hint, 2 of them, let's say I'm a man, so they certainly hit home with me, but I am not one of these 2 things, as I am unmarried. Let's go ahead and leave it at that. That should be pretty obvious. In fact, number 3 also kind of relates to a person who has a family member whom they love and cherish very much and is tattooed on the person somewhere. That's number 3. Adam here on The Talking Place giving a very roundabout clue to our question, tell me whose name a young man might have tattooed on himself. We have 4 of the 7 answers that have been provided. So give me a ring. We'd love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. There is a breakfast put on by the Vietnam Veterans of America at the VFW Post, 1614 Marion, Marysville Road, open to the public, last Saturday of every month, which means it would have taken place this past weekend. But don't despair. Coming up the last Saturday of April, another Vietnam Veterans of America breakfast at the VFW, 1614 Marion, Marysville Road, 7:30 to 10:30 a.m. They got a little photo here of eggs and bacon. I'm getting just a little bit hungry looking at that photo. So we do encourage you to support our great veterans and visit the VFW at 1614 Marion, Marysville Road, last Saturday of every month, 7:30 to 10:30 a.m. Coming up to 8 minutes before 10 here on The Talking Place, WWGH 107.1 FM. We're only broadcasting in the immediate downtown Marion area due to our transmitter kind of taking a short and not well-deserved vacation, but you can listen online on your computer, smartphone, tablet, etc. at WWGH1071.com or through the TuneIn app, search for WWGH. With spring having sprung, I think I'll be mowing my lawn in a week or two as it's starting to get green. My Facebook friends in the South already are talking about the smell of freshly cut grass. But here in Ohio, we got, I think, a week or two before mowing season kicks into full gear. But with the spring, it is a good day to a good time. Good day, a good week, a good month, a good time frame to visit the great parks in Marion and environs. On April 10th, the Marion County Park District will have a morning bird watching session. On April 10th, a morning bird watching Marion Tallgrass Trail, 8 a.m., starting at the DeCliff parking lot. You must register for the program. You can either register by direct messaging the Marion Tallgrass Trail or the County Park District Facebook page, or call 740-223-4161. That's 223-4161. Spots are limited to 9 people per program. Please note that the program can be canceled due to weather or other circumstances. Morning bird watching. Sounds fun. Marion Tallgrass Trail, 8 a.m., bright and early on April 10th, starting at the DeCliff parking lot. Marion Park District, one of the great things we have here in Mid-Ohio. Adam here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, 107.1 on your FM dial, at least if you're in the downtown area. But we'll be broadcasting in the 10 to 15 mile radius once again, once we climb the tower and fix the transmitter. And I can assure you, boys and girls, it will be well, well worth the wait. We are playing the Family Feud, as you can hear from the background theme music. Current question on the agenda. Tell me whose name a young man might have tattooed on himself. Mom, number one, with 33 respondents. Wife or girlfriend, number 25. God, number four, with 10. And pet, dog, cat, turtle, tarantula, garter snake, whatever your pet might be. Number 7, with 3 respondents. We are looking for answers number 3, 5, and 6. And they are all family members. And my big clue is, I'm a guy. I am unmarried. I don't have any little ones. That pretty much relates to all 3 of those answers. Kind of 3 things that would not apply to me, but would be good answers nonetheless. Good morning, you're on The Talking Place with Adam substituting for Scott. Good morning. Hello? Hello? Okay, we'll have the caller call back, as sometimes the phone acts up. I think it might have gotten discombobulated by the weather, as it was a bit chilly and frosty this morning. Let's go ahead and try that again. Good morning, you're on The Talking Place with Adam.
A son or daughter?
Son or daughter. Child is number 3. We have mom, 33 people. Wife or girlfriend, 25. Child is 14. God is 10. Pet is number 2. Did you want to try answering number 5 or 6?
USA or God and country?
God was number 4. USA is a good answer. But here's a clue. This is a really good clue. You ready?
Okay.
It is a male relative. Can you think of a male relative who might be tattooed on a
grandpa?
Grandpa, grandparent is number 6 with 5 people. We thank you very much for calling today. We have 6 of the 7 answers on this Family Feud question. Tell me whose name a young man might have tattooed on himself. Mom, 1 is 33. Wife or girlfriend, number 2 with 25. Child, 14. God, 10. Grandpa, grandma, number 5. Pet, which again includes cat, dog, tarantula, rattlesnake, bird, parakeet, whatever your pleasure might be. Number 7 with 2 respondents. The other one is also a male relative with 6 people responding. Let me know what you think it might be. 740-383-9944. Still time to call, as we have 3 minutes left to this hour, as Adam does a somewhat okay job substituting for the interviewer to the stars, Mr. Scott Spears, here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio. We have our in-studio guest, our very talented artiste, who is painting a 30-foot-long and 9, 10, 11-foot-high mural at the county building, saluting our great veterans, William Obenauer. William, what do you think of my job today, substituting for Scott? What grade do you give me on a scale between A and F? A for Adam. F for future disc jockey, perhaps.
I'll give you today a middle ground A.
A? Is that for Adam?
For Adam.
A for Adam.
And No pluses or negatives.
Just a regular egg. That's not too bad, because trying to fill Scott's shoes is not an easy job.
No. He's a wonderful host with the most, I guess you could say.
Now, my birthday is coming up, and it's not a milestone birthday like Scott's birthday, but I have a milestone coming up, goodness sakes, in 3 years. But I'm kind of looking forward to it. But let's table that for 3 more years. But one thing about Scott is when he has a birthday, William, famous people call to wish him a happy birthday. And we had Sam Donaldson and other people. Now, I don't think Sam Donaldson is going to call me and wish me a happy birthday.
Well, my birthday is coming up on the 5th of April, so I'm not sure how I'll celebrate it yet, but maybe I'll just spend the day in bed.
Do you expect to have a celebrity? Maybe a famous artist might call you.
Who knows?
Wish you a happy birthday. Do you have any famous artist friends? Never really asked you. And do you know any really, I mean, you're a famous artist, but do you know any other famous artists?
Well, one local gentleman that was near and dear to my heart that passed away, well, two of them actually, Art Berry. He had his artwork all over the place, not only here in Marion, around the country and around the world, if I'm not mistaken. Another dear friend who always encouraged me. Michael Search.
Artist, I mean, unique talent. And it's hard for me to fathom it because I don't have any artistic talent, as I mentioned. I mean, I think I'm okay on the air. I can sing a little bit, mostly for comedy purposes. But art is a unique skill that it's hard to quantify it because it is such a specific area. And you kind of know it when you see it.
Each artist is unique to themselves, and the two people that I mentioned have passed away last year, so that was heartbreaking to me. Well, last year, actually, year before that, somewhere in there, I can't remember. It's all sort of, this past year was such a blur with the fun masquerade party that still hasn't
happened. You're listening to WWTH Radio 107.